Mishnah Vav. The focus of this Mishnah are the Korbanos Musaf of Sukkos. And on the first day of Sukkos, there were 13 bulls, which are part of the Korban Musaf, 2 rams, and 14 sheep, which are all in their first year, and 1 goat. That was on the first day of Sukkos. On the rest of the days of Sukkos, there was exactly the same thing, just every day, there was 1 less bull. So on the second day, there would only be 12 bulls. On the third day, there would only be 11. Until the last day of Sukkos, the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah, where there would only be 7 bulls. Now, it's important to know that the Kohanim were split into 24 groups known as Mishmoros. And each Mishmor would serve in the Beis HaMikdash for 1 week at a time. And there would be a rotation every week, another Mishmor would serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So on average, most Mishmoros would serve in the Beis HaMikdash twice a year for a week each. Now, on the Sholish Regolim, although there would be a fixed mishmar for the daily korbanos, which are not connected to the base, to the Yom Tov itself, to the korbanos musaf, when it comes to the korbanos musaf of one of the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, all of the mishmaris could come to the Beis HaMikdash, and they could all be part of the offering of the korbanos musaf. So the Mishnah discusses how the animals which were brought as korbanos on Sukkos, how they split between the mishmaros. If there were 24 mishmaros, so for most of the days there were more than 24 animals which were brought as korbanos. On the first day, for example, there were 30 animals who were part of the korban musaf. So the Mishnah begins, Yom Tov Rishon Shelechog, the first day of Sukkos, the first day of Yom Tov, Hoshom Shlish Asar Parim, there were 13 bulls, the Elim Shinayim, 2 rams, Vesar Echad, and 1 goat. So altogether, that is 16. And so the first 16 mishmoros, they would each take care of one of those animals. Nishtayu Shom Arba'asar Kvasim. So they would be left over there, the 14 sheep, which are all in their first year. Lishmoni mishmoros, for the remaining 8 mishmoros. So 14 sheep for 8 mishmoros. Be'amarishon, on the first day, Shishom Akivim Shnayim Shnayim. 6 of those 8 mishmoros would bring, they would offer up and take care of 2 sheep. Vasha'ar, and the remaining 2 mishmaros, Echad Echad, they would both have 1 sheep each. Basheni, on the second day of Pesach, of Sukkos, so there would be 1 less bull, which means that when it comes to the animals other than the 14 sheep, there wouldn't be 16 animals, there would only be 15. So you would have 9 mishmaros remaining for the sheep. So 9 mishmaros for 14 sheep. Chamish makirin shnayim shnayim. 5 of the 9 mishmaros would bring 2 sheep each. Vashar, and the remaining 4 mishmaros, echad echad, they would bring 1 each, thus reaching 14 sheep. Bashlishi, on the third day, there would only be 11 bulls. So those animals would only take 14 mishmaros. And you would have another 10 remaining. So arba makirin shnayim shnayim. 4 out of the 10 remaining mishmaros would bring 2 sheep each, vashar. And the other 6 mishmaros, echad echad, would bring 1 sheep each. They would take care and offer those sheep. Barvi, on the fourth day, there would only be 10 bulls. So there would be 13 mishmaros taking care of those animals, not the sheep, but the other animals. And so you've got 11 mishmaros remaining with the sheep. Shalosh makirin shnayim shnayim, 3 of the mishmaros would offer up 2 sheep each, vashar echad echad, and the remaining 8 mishmaros would bring 1 of these sheep, which are all in their first year. Bachamishi, on the fifth day, there would be 9 bulls, so only 12 mishmoros taking care of the other animals, so you're left with 12 taking care of the 14 sheep. Shnayim makirin shnayim, 2 of those mishmoros, 2 out of 12 would bring 2 sheep. Vashar, and the other 10, echad echad, they would each bring 1 sheep, thus reaching 14 sheep. Bashishi, on the sixth day, there were only 8 bulls, so 11 mishmaros taking care of those animals, you've got remaining 13, so Echad Makir Shinayim, 1 out of those 13 mishmaros would bring 2 sheep, and Vashar, the other 12, Echad Echad, they would each bring 1, thus reaching 14. Bashvi'i, on the seventh and final day of Sukkos, so there would be 7 bulls, which means that altogether you've got 10 of the other animals, so 10 mishmaros take care of those, 1 animal each, and then you've got 14 remaining mishmaros for the 14 sheep. So it comes out that on the seventh day on Hoshana Rabbah, Kulon Shovin, all of the mishmaros are equal. Every single one of the 24 mishmaros brings 1 animal. They take care and offer up 1 animal. Now, Bashemini, on Shemini Atzeres, the pattern changed. The Korbanos Musaf of Shemini Atzeres is 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 goat, and 7 sheep in their first year. So altogether, there were only 10 korbanos, and you've got 24 mishmaros. So chozula pious, they go back to the regular system of the lottery, and how exactly they would do the lottery is explained in Maseches Yuma. But the point is, they would use a lottery to decide which Mishmoros would be able to bring the Korbanos of the Korban Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. And the Mishnah says, Kvar Golim. Just like the other two Shalosh Golim, Pesach and Shavuos, where there were less than 24 Korbanos, and therefore anyway they had to use a lottery, so that was the same thing was done on Shmini Atzeres. Now, in order to be as fair as possible, Omru, they said, Mish Hikriv Parim Hayoim, whichever Mishmar took care and offered bulls today, Leakiv Lemacha will not offer them up tomorrow. The maximum amount of bulls which were bought, which was on the first day of Sukkot, was 13. And there were 24 Mishmaros. So it was very possible to make sure that the biggest, largest animal which was bought as the Korban, which was considered the greatest honor, being the biggest Korban, so one particular Mishmar would never be able to do that 2 days in a row. Elechiz and Chalila, rather, they would go in a cycle, they would have a system. So for example, on the first day, Mishmar number 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way until 13, the first 13 Mishmaros, they would bring a bull. On the second day, the next 12, so number 14, 15, etc., all the way until 24, and Mishmar number 1, they would bring the bulls. And then on the third day, there were 11 bulls. So Mishmar number 2, 3, 4, etc., they would bring the bulls, and that's how the cycle would work, in order to be as fair as possible.